ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता, श्रीमद भगवद गीता 10th चैप्टर एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल बी 34। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर। मृत्युः सर्वहरस्याहम् उद्भवस्य भविष्यताम् कीर्तिर्श्रीर्वाक्यनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधाधृतिक्षमाम्। मृत्युः सर्वहरस्याहम् उद्भवस्य भविष्यताम् कीर्तिः स्त्रीर्वाक्यनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधाधृतिक्षमाम्। मृत्युः सर्वहरस्याहम् उद्भवस्य भविष्यताम् कीर्तिर्स्त्रीर्वाक्यनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधाधृतिक्षमाम्। चश्मा ले करना चाहिए। मृत्युर्सर्वहरस्याहम् उद्भवस्य भविष्यताम् कीर्तिर्श्रीवक्षनारीणाम् स्मृतिर्मेधाधृतिक्षमा। मृत्युः डेथ सर्वहरः ऑल डिवोरिंग च आल्सो अहम् आई एम उद्भवः generation cha also bhavishyata of future manifestations kirtihi fame srihi opulence or beauty vak fine speech cha also narinam of women smriti memory medha intelligence dhriti firmness kshama patience Translation and purpose by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Translation. I am all devouring death and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness and patience. Purpose. As soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. Thus, death is devouring every living entity at every moment. But the last stroke is called death itself. That death is Krishna. As for future development, all living entities undergo six basic changes. They are born, they grow, they remain for some time, they reproduce, they dwindle, and finally they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. The seven opulence listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience are considered feminine. If a person possesses some of them, he becomes glorious. If a man is famous as a righteous man, that makes him glorious. Sanskrit is a perfect language and is therefore very glorious. If after studying one can remember a subject matter, he is gifted with good memory or smriti and the ability not only to read many books on the different subject matters but to understand them and apply them when necessary is intelligence, medha, another opulence. The ability to overcome unsteadiness is called firmness or steadfastness, dhriti. And when one is fully qualified, yet is humble and gentle, and when one is able to keep his balance both in sorrow and in ecstasy of joy, he has the opulence called patience or kshama. So this chapter describes the opulence of Krishna. Vibhuti. In beginning, not exact beginning, but one point, Arjuna has inquired Krishna. Krishna gave some description about his opulence, then Arjuna inquired from Krishna that How shall I constantly think of you? This was question. In 17 text talks about this chapter. Katham vidyamaham yogistvam sada parichintayan. How shall I constantly remember you? And how I can know you? So this was the question. Constantly remembrance. How can my flow of my consciousness should always go in your direction? Think of you. How it is possible? And how I can understand you, your glorious position? And then remaining part of this chapter talks about answer. Krishna gives answer. The Krishna talks about his opulence. Krishna says that you should know that all opulences and beautiful glorious creations is spring from me, come from me. The here in the particular verse, Krishna talks about mrityu, death. Mrityu sarvharasyaham chaham. Sarvhara, every, all devouring. Mrityu, death, what is everything snatched, takes out from you, from us. So, whatever devouring time factor, so Krishna says, I am mrityu. When taking every possession from a living entity, so I appeared in the form of death. I am death. So when someone dies, when we see that someone is dying as a dead, then we should remember the opulence of Krishna, and we should understand this job is done by Krishna. And then udbhavascha bhavishyatam. In future, whatever going to take place, happening, will happen. I am udbhav, generating principle of generation. Our birth, in purpose, Prabhupada talks about it, when we a living entity, when he is in the material condition, in a condition state, in maya, then he goes different type of transformation. There are six type of transformation in this way. As first thing, we take birth, first transmitter birth, and then after birth, their growth, we are growing. First, his body takes birth, for the birth is there, and then growth is there. And then for time being it remains in a certain position, and one point and that point also he produce something. Some production from this body comes. First birth, then growth, and then some remains for in the similar position, and then some production is there. And then the dwindling start to go down, and one point absolutely when death. So when this six times, first Krishna says, in all devouring thing I am death. And these are six type of transformation, changes takes place in the body. One change is birth. So Krishna says, I am birth, for taking everything out from you. When that aspect is described, then I am death. And something future is going to happen, some transformation, then Krishna says, udbhavascha, generating principle, or birth. Bhavishyatam, And then second part of this verse talks about opulence of the woman. And this should exist, considered to be very glorious if some women, ladies, possess this quality. Kirti. Kirti means yash, fame, good conduct. And Sri. Sri means opulence, fortune or beauty. And Vak. Vak means fine speech. Narinam among the women. And Smriti, remembrance. And then comes Medha, intelligent. And Dhriti. Endurance, something holding, steadfastness. Dhriti, firmness, and kshama, patience or forgiveness. So these are the considered to be very fine, glorious quality, characteristic of a woman. If some woman maintains a good conduct, famous, fame, he earned a reputation for good conduct, she becomes glorious, and Sri, beauty, or fortune, or opulence. And Vak, Vak means nice speech, sweet body, fine speech. So these are the, Krishna says, if you find something, if you see the beauty of a woman, it should be, if the woman is beautiful, then she is very much glorious. Then Krishna says, I am in woman, that beauty is me. And similar, Kirti, Sri, fortune or beauty, our opulence, and kshama, patience, all this is me. It's my manifestation in the woman body. You must be knowing here there are seven different characteristics, glorious characteristics of a woman is described here. Altogether there are seven. We know in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, that out of seven, five names, it is listed in Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were as a daughter of Daksha Prajapati. Daksha Prajapati altogether has 24 daughters. Out of 24, here five in beginning listed. Five there are Kirti, in second line first, Kirti, Medha, Dhriti, Smriti and Kshama. These five, altogether Daksha Prajapati has 24. Out of 24, this five year list, the daughter of Daksha Prajapati. And then Sri. There was one very glorious woman in the Vedic literature. She was the daughter of Bhrigu Rishi. Her name was Sri. And also Vedic literature described as she was given in marriage to Lord Vishnu himself, Sri. Otherwise Lakshmi ji also sometimes called Sri, or Srimati Radharani also sometimes called, people say Sri. But here Sri is mentioned that she was a daughter of Bhrigu Rishi. Bhrigu Rishi got one daughter, and Bhrigu Rishi managed in such a way that she was given in marriage to Lord Vishnu himself. So she becomes a very glorious woman. And Vak. Vak means Bani. Bani means Saraswati. Saraswati is the daughter of किसकी पुत्री है सरस्वती ब्रह्म सो कृष्ण सेज हियर द अमंग वुमेन देयर मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ वुमेन इन क्रिएशन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा देयर मेनी वुमेन अमंग ऑल द आई एम दिज कीर्ति मेधा धृति स्मृति एंड क्षमा दीज आर फाइव देयर डॉक्टर ऑफ दक्ष प्रजापति एंड दे आर रियली वेरी ग्लोरियस woman and one woman girl she was the daughter of Bhrigu Rishi Sri and next comes Vak Bani or Saraswati and she was the daughter of Brahmaji so anything we say In towards the end of description, Krishna says, 41, yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitameva tat tateva kakshantvam mam tejons sambhavam. Krishna says, know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creation spring from me spring but a spark of my splendor so these are the Krishna Arjuna question about how I can constantly remember you so when in this creation when we see something glorious extraordinary beauty is there somewhere extraordinary intelligence is there from the way So there we must understand this is the manifestation in this particular living entity. This is manifestation of Krishna's opulence. If someone is a very beautiful person, is handsome. So when we see the some beautiful person, especially woman, then we must remember the beauty of Krishna. And also same time we should understand this beauty a woman has derived. She has borrowed from Krishna. It is not her beauty, but this beauty she has borrowed from Krishna. Similarly, if someone is maintaining a good conduct, kirti, very reputation, fame, some very glorious person. So when we see the glories, a glorious situation, reputation of some person, then we should remember Krishna. And we should be very much thankful that this person deserves so much so that Krishna has given him so much beauty or reputation. We should not become very much envious to see some person who is so beautiful, I am ugly, so we should not curse him. Rather, we should appreciate the opulence of other person. And same time we should think that this opulence or extraordinary quality it has spring sprang from Krishna. Srivakchanarin I said however here particularly Krishna talks about seven good glorious quality of a woman. A woman should try to possess in her character kirti. She should try to earn reputation, yes. we should not be very much a person, controversial person. Krishna says in one point in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna akritim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti te vyam Arjuna if you will not fight then akritim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti te vyam people in general will talk about your defamation bad reputation they will talk about your bad character एंड कृष्ण श्रेष्ठ संभावित चाकृतिर मरणादति रिचते फॉर ए रिस्पेक्टेड पर्सन नाइस पर्सन रिस्पेक्टेबल पर्सन इन फेमिन एट बैड रिपुटेशन इज वर्स वर्स देन डेथ आपको डेथ इज वेरी मच हॉरिबल पेनफुल बट अपकृति अपजस डिफेमेशन इज मोर डेंजरस मोर पेनफुल फॉर ए पर्सन हु हैज अर्न सम रिपुटेशन इन द सोसाइटी सिमिलर ये वुमेन शी शुड ट्राई हर लेवल बेस्ट टू मेंटेन इज गुड रिपुटेशन एंड स्त्री स्त्री हियर आर फॉर्चून इन बोथ सेंस फॉर्चून गुड फॉर्चून आर ब्यूटी आर ऑपुलेंस इन वुमेन इट इज कंसिडर्ड गुड थिंग ब्यूटिफुल वुमेन इज ग्लोरियस अगली वुमेन इज नेवर इन वैदिक लिटरेचर वी नेवर फाइंड एनी ग्लोरिफिकेशन फॉर ए अगली वुमेन बैड लुकिंग वुमेन सो शी शुड ट्राई हर लेवल बेस्ट टू मेंटेन हर ब्यूटी इफ गॉड हैज नॉट गिवन नेचुरल ब्यूटी एट लीस्ट दे शुड ट्राई टू बाई ड्रेस आर ऑर्नामेंट दे शुड लुक ब्यूटी ब्यूटिफुल एंड हिज वॉक स्पीकिंग दे शुड स्पीक वेरी पोलाइट नाइस नॉट अ हार्श वर्ड वुमेन आर नॉट सपोज टू यूज हार्श वर्ड स्त्री वॉक वॉक हियर वाणी प्रभुपाद हैज ट्रांसलेटेड द फाइन स्पीच नाइस स्पीच स्वीट वाणी एंड स्मृति आई डोंट नो हाउ दे कैन मेंटेन स्मृति मीन्स रिमेम्बरेंस रिमेम्बरेंस इज ऑफ वुमेन गर्ल इज रिमेम्बर सम वैदिक लिटरेचर द हियर वेन रिमेम्बरेंस एज कम्स एन श्री प्रभुपाद टॉक अबाउट अबाउट संस्कृत लैंग्वेज संस्कृत लैंग्वेज इज वेरी ग्लोरियस लैंग्वेज बिकॉज इज परफेक्ट लैंग्वेज सो वी शुड स्टडी द वैदिक लिटरेचर एंड नॉट ओनली जस्ट टू रिमेम्बर दो फैक्ट एंड फिगर इन द वर्सेस मैनी रिमेम्बरिंग द मैनी पास्ट एंड ब्रदर इफ देर सम मोरल इंस्ट्रक्शन इज देयर इन द वैदिक लिटरेचर वी शुड ट्राई अवर लेवल बेस्ट एटलीस्ट एस्पेशली वुमेन शुड ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वैदिक लिटरेचर एंड सेम टाइम द इफ द मोरल प्रिंसिपल इज डिस्क्राइब दैट शी शुड ऑल्सो अप्लाई इन हर ओन कंडक्ट करेक्ट एंड मेधा इंटेलिजेंस एंड क्षमा पेशेंस आर वी शुड बी वेरी इफ समवन ऑफेंड्स अस देयर वी शुड ट्राई टू फॉरगिव हिम नॉट ट्राई टू टेक रिवेंज फ्रॉम हिम इफ समवन डज समवन ऑफेंड्स अस मेकिंग सम ऑफेंस अगेंस्ट अस देन वी शुड ट्राई टू फॉरगिव हिम नॉट लाइक ए retaliate that why he has done so. So in this way Krishna here instructing that if some glorious thing in creation we see then we should that time by seeing that glorious characteristic opulence beauty or wealth then we should remember Krishna And we should be very much thankful, we should not become envious, rather we should think that that person deserves that one. And mercifully Krishna has bestowed that opulence to him. And we should try to appreciate the gift. We should try to appreciate and that Krishna's creation. So here, talks about the all devouring thing comes, then also that Krishna and they talks about the six type of transformation takes place in our body. So when in sense of taking out everything, all you possess, everything Krishna takes out in the form of the death, and is giving, he also the generating principle. In future many things going to be manifestation going to take place. So birth is most important. Unless and until we take a birth, there is no question of growth and remaining and production of something. So when Krishna talks about six type of different type of transformation in the body, that is birth, janma, growth and remaining in the certain situation, the production and then dwindling and towards the end, death. Among those six transformation, six different situation, I am birth, janma, are generating principle. So Krishna here giving the list of his opulences. So here in this verse, especially seven glorious characteristics of a woman is described. If we find these qualities, all of them or one of them or few of them, then we should think about Krishna, and also we can think that this, because she deserves this, and Krishna has bestowed this opulences to her. Anything will, this verse is very clear. Krishna talks about three things. When all devouring thing, taking everything, then I am death. And when transformation, there are six different transformation body takes place. Most important is birth. So Krishna says, I am birth. When coming the different transformation in the body, six type of transformation, then I am birth. And when taking out every all position, snatching from you, then I am death. And among the women, I am Kirti, good reputation, good conduct, Sri, beauty, walk, fine speech, sweet speech, and Smriti, remembrance, and then comes intelligence, and Dhriti, steadfastness, firmness, and Kshama, patience or forgiveness. So this thing, among the women, the different quality they possess, the this quality, if there were, I am personally, this is my manifestation, splendor, out of my splendor, glorious. This is like a spark, some sparks, and it is existing in that personality. So when we see some woman is very, she maintains very good reputation, if she is beautiful, if she has ability to speak nicely, eloquent speaking power, fluently speaking, plus sweetness of vani, and all this is me, or at least this has come from me. So here I see. Anything you like to comment or any question?
Someone may not possess these qualities. So you also said that one may try their level best to develop these qualities. So is it when we try to develop these qualities, is it for the benefit of everyone that they will remember Krishna, or is it for our benefit as a human?
At least for our benefit. Like one example in Bhagavad Gita, I said about Kirti, first quality Kirti, reputation. The Krishna says, he is talking about Arjuna, that you must try your level best to earn reputation. Akirtim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti abhyam. Sambhavitasya chakritir maradatirichat. So kirti, reputation, we should try to earn, and if I have them, we try to protect that one. It is good for us and it is good for other people also. If someone is not earning reputation, becomes the controversial person due to some different reason, then it is not good. It is not good for him, and since not good for people in general. So here, actually, see, if you little Sanskrit, Narinam, among the Nari. Nari means history. Within the Nari, in the mind, I am Kirti, Sri, Vak. Vak here, Vak means Prabhupada said, nice, sweet, fine body, speech. So you should try it, do not become very harsh. It is good. How they say, exactly this is word of Krishna, has used this word, Kirti, reputation. Sri, beauty. Vak. Vak means? Body, speech, the subject matter should be also very nice. What is subject matter for a speech should be like chanting the name of Krishna or glory of Krishna. And same time Krishna talks about voice, sweet. What is opposite of sweet?
Sour.
Harsh.
Talk.
Like a koyal, see her vani is fine, nice, good. And crow is when it is not good. At least it is not very pleasing for hearing. The subject matter description or subject matter of vani should be some glorious subject matter, like describing the characteristic, the quality or pastime of Krishna, and same time it should be done in sweet word, fine speech. Okay, anything?
Sometimes said there are many people, they like their wife, they say my wife is beautiful, even though it's not beautiful, but they see the wife is beautiful. So they glorify, they think that whatever God has given me, she is better for me. So like this, Prabhupada has given this example, and he told that even though I myself I did not like my wife, I want to marry again. But my father told me, no, it's good fortune for you. And it is a good fortune that I did not like my wife. So that if wife is beautiful, then you cannot leave the attachment. So this is the thing, because Lord gives the detachment also, but person sees that always my wife is beautiful.
Aap to prastuta sab batai de. One place Chanakya Pandit described that there are our enemy. There are some our relative, they becomes enemy. So if our pita, father, if he is very much prone to take loan So that pita is enemy for the son. Though he is a pita, father, but he has too much debt, too much loan, then he is enemy. And for the son, father is enemy. And for father, a son becomes enemy when he is a murk. Unqualified son becomes the enemy of father. And then Bharja Rupavatim Satru. A beautiful woman is the enemy of husband. And other thing also, a beautiful woman or wife is enemy of husband. Because if she is beautiful, then the husband will always be attracted, he will not get detachment, he will remain in Maya, he will not go beyond the repeated cycle of birth and if the wife is speaking very harsh word and ugly, then there is possibility that husband will get detachment. And then when he detachment from worldly life, then he may try for level west to go to forest and cultivate Krishna consciousness. In that sense, so a beautiful woman, the beautiful, then he will not think about his spiritual progress, he will be attached. But that is a moral and instruction for this purpose. If someone wants detachment from worldly affair, then beautiful and good wife is not very much conducive for making progress in spiritual life. But in society in general, beautiful wife is like you see, most people like that one. And it should be also. Here Krishna talks about quality that is aspas, frankly, Sri, beautiful. In Vedic literature, never ever, nowhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, go through every, not even a ugly, not even a single ugly woman is glorified. Some point see that when Krishna entered in Mathura, she saw a very beautiful woman. She was really beautiful, but she has some hunchback, so though her face was very beautiful, but due to some crippled body, so immediately Krishna made him straight. So like but parlor immediately she was, those face was beautiful, but due to how to say, how is it,
hunch.
Immediately Krishna, if a ugly woman were glorified, Krishna would have not done that. Immediately he wanted something, there is a discrepancy was in her character, her body, immediately corrected. So beautiful making program Krishna did. So beauty here, quality, good characteristic of a woman should be Sri. Sri means beautiful. She must possess beautiful body.
Sometimes it becomes confusing, because when we read Sri Brahma Samhita, then we understand that it was Saraswati Mata who gave the Gayatri Mantra to Lord Brahma. And sometimes we hear that Saraswati, along with Savitri and sometimes Gayatri, are the consorts of Lord Brahma. And sometimes we hear that Saraswati is the daughter of Brahma. So it becomes very confusing for
Vaishnava. Better now to get see the doubter of Brahma. Of course, there were some discrepancies in the character of Brahma. So, he's a great personality. We should look that part. She is daughter of Brahmaji. And once some bad feeling, lusty desire came in the heart of Brahma. So he repented so much, so he cast off his body. Did not maintain his body so much. So for like mental level, some lusty desire developed by seeing the beauty of Saraswati in Brahma mind. To one point, Brahma so disgusted, how this lusty desire came in my mind. He was repenting so much, for he cast off his body. He did not maintain it, but gave up this body. Because that lusty desire for fraction of second came in the mind of Brahma. So Brahma is Achar, big, great personality. Some lusty desire developed. That was a bad part, but see how he repented. Immediately he cast off his body, gave up his body, did not maintain again. So that we should say, such a great personality, Brahma Vaji. So, Saraswati, Vani, Sri, she was the daughter of Brahma. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की, श्री श्री कृष्ण राम की, श्री श्री गौर निताई की।